Hello. Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Jasmine. Am I speaking with Shakira Ware?
This is she.
How are you doing this evening, ma'am?
I'm all right.
That's good. Ms. Shakira, let me be real quick and simple. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidence. Do you have like 5 minutes of your time so I can go for and ask these questions?
And you said questions about the community?
Yes. Like, you know what's going on in your community and everything like that. We want to know your opinion, what you think about what is going on in there.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your phone, cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. I'm fine.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. So does anyone in your household work in a news medium outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So just to be sure we're represented, everybody may ask your race.
Black.
Thank you. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 32.
Almost my age. Okay. Now it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote, or the chances are 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two: lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving the economics, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, providing affordable child care, protecting LGBTQ rights, fighting inflation, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigrants, investing in mental health to make pregnancy and children birth safer, reducing crime, standing up to the race in racism and discrimination, reducing guns violence, protecting women's reproductive freedom and aborting rights, improving K through 12 public school education. Which one of this one will you will say?
The one with improving economics and improving the school system.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay. So, and in your opinion, are your economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
All right. And thinking about how the economic is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wage or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Hold on, repeat the question.
Yes. And thinking about how the economic is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wage or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Just keeping up with the cost of living.
Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic succeed and upward mobility in the country? You can select up to two as well: the breakdown of the traditional family structure, lack of good paying jobs opportunity, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, racist and discrimination, poor life choice and value by some, not enough good roles model, inadequate program to help people in poverty, unfair or raging economic system for the rich, too many people depending on the government for handouts, or poor work ethic.
The one about women getting paid and, yeah, women getting paid and the, trying to say unfair payment for the rich.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad value, lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing around the border, not enough police officers on the streets, and lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Adequate program to help lower income people, reduce funding for public service to help people in need, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the street too quickly, too many guns floating around streets, too many people suffering from mental illness or our streets.
The one about the toxic culture and the lack of after school program.
Okay, thank you so much. And how much have you heard or seen, read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools?
I strongly don't support it. I want the books to stay in.
Okay. All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and affordable toward them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unaffordable, and a 50
okay.
means that you do not feel practically warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have any opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Donald Trump.
Warm.
From 0 to 100.
Oh, like, you know what I mean? I don't know him, or 100 that I do know him?
Yeah, what would you say?
Okay, 100.
Okay. How about Barack Obama?
100.
Okay, Kevin McCourtney.
I don't know who that is.
So what you say? 0 from 100.
Oh, 0. Oh, 0, 0, 0.
Okay. The feminist movement.
100.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
0.
Beyonce.
100.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. The NAACP?
100.
critical race therapy or CRT?
Zero.
The gay rights movement?
100.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
100.
Okay. I know it's a way of, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republic, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third party candidate, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden?
I don't know. I can't even give you an answer right now.
Okay, no worries. Okay, switching things up a bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, a 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one is climate change.
10.
Okay. Affirmative actions ending.
10.
The country economic going into a recession soon.
10.
Crime and violence in the country.
10.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement for each one. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy, okay? So the first one is the government should pass legislation to protect bordering rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. We strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
You're basically saying should abortion be legal?
Yes.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Bans assault weapons. Will you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Drugs addicts and non-violent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. The government should provide free child care to all families. Do you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, the government should pass a law require employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family member with a serious health condition. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. If any of the following situations should employee be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Mothers adopting a child, mother giving birth to child, death of a family member, father abducting a child, sickness or serious injury, father whose spouse or partner is giving birth to child when dealing with a mental health episode, caring for a family member with a serious health condition. Which one
can I say all of them?
No.
I just need to choose one. I mean, geez.
I know, right?
mom having a baby.
Okay. Yeah, you can choose all of them as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to choose all of them.
All right. Okay. And how often will you say your experience racist or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Violent crimes such as assault apply to you does apply to a household, does not apply?
Does not apply.
Okay. Money or property was stolen, apply to respondent, apply to household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
Okay, card was stolen or broke into it. Apply to it, apply to a household, or does not apply?
Does not apply, thank God.
Home was vandalized or broken into it. Apply to respondent, apply to household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
All right. Okay, switching gear a bit, the last few questions are for aesthetic purpose only. What is the last year of school that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduation, some college or vocational certificate, college graduated, bachelor's degrees, or postgraduated?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or your younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious service? Twice a week or more every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of new outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the past span of a week. MSNBC, very often, somewhat often, not that often, seldom, never.
Somewhat often.
Okay. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS. Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to not, never.
Somewhat often.
Okay. CNN, very often, somewhat often. Okay. Fox News.
Same thing, somewhat often.
Your local TV news.
Somewhat often.
All right. And regardless of how you have probably voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republic, an Independent, or something else? Strongly Democrat, not strongly Democrat, strongly Republic, not strongly Republic, Independent?
I'd probably say Independent at this point.
Okay. Which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, employee, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance?
Health insurance through my employer.
Okay. Okay, who is the primary breadwinner in your household. You, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents or
me.
Parents? You.
Just me.
Okay, will you please tell me into which of the following category the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to the right, your category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30,000 to 50, 50 to 75,000, 75,000
to 100. 50 to
75. Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. Didn't even know it was that long, but no, ma'am.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Please have a wonderful rest of your day, and I really appreciate you answering all my questions. This helped us a lot to know what's going on that our area, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.